It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his sister used to hear someone coming up the attic stairs at night, slow, steady steps, like someone heading straight for her room. The problem was, no one was ever there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there, so do you have a real ghost story? Why not share it with us? You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802, or you can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, get access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper is with me.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Don't love the idea of hearing someone walking around my house at night.
Not a fan. I don't think that's anything I would ever want, actually.
I went through that as a kid. I don't want to deal with it again. And now that'd be really weird because I have a lot of carpeting in my house. So it would be, how am I hearing footsteps?
Yeah. Now, I don't know.
I just don't want that to happen to me.
Because, like, you've got two options there. Either your house is being broken into or you've got a ghost. Actually, there's a third option, squatters.
Oh, I don't want squatters. I've heard those creepy stories about like somebody secretly living in somebody's house. And while you're living in the house, like they're living in your attic or something.
That terrifies me.
No.
I hate the idea of anyone like living in my attic.
Right? You know, and like there was a whole podcast I listened to about a guy who was living in a Toys R Us. It was really interesting. So at night, they closed down Toys R Us. And I think this was a long time ago before video cameras were everywhere, which is why he could get away with it. I think it'd be harder now to get away with it. But like at night, he'd just go out in Toys R Us and, you know, he'd skateboard around. He'd eat their candy. like he lived there for a really long time. And I think he had, if I remember right, he had escaped from jail or something. And figured out, like, one day he goes into Toys R Us and snuck in the back room and saw, you know, I could secretly live there.
Oh, I'm not a fan.
Could you imagine? Wouldn't that be creepy? And then they finally found the place he'd been living, and it was real. He had posters on the walls and everything.
You know what that reminds me of? Because, like, there has been a wave of, like, these YouTubers, like, sneaking into grocery stores and like attempting to stay the night at like a Walmart, where it's like, where did we get this idea? Have we not learned from squatters? Don't stay in places you're not supposed to, y'all.
Yes. I just looked it up. Now I remember more of the story. So the guy's name was Jeffrey Manchester. He was known as the Roof Man, and he would break into McDonald's restaurants, I think was I think it was all McDonald's, through the roof. And then he lived in a Charlotte, North Carolina Toys R Us for several months while evading authorities after his escape from prison in 2004. During this time, he was reportedly polite and engaging, even dating a local woman who was unaware of his criminal background and unaware of his living conditions, I'm going to guess. Oh, isn't boy. That interesting?
I hate everything about that.
But there was a podcast, and it was really interesting.
Hey, that just goes to show anything can be a podcast.
Right? I love those kind of weird true crime stories. Some of my favorite. I'm a sucker for a good weird true crime story. Cults. I like a good cult podcast. What am I? Oh, I was just listening to Dateline. I mean, that's my fallback, too.
Mm-hmm.
But let's listen to a ghost story. And this one says, I just started listening a couple of weeks ago, and it's been making me think about stuff I haven't really thought of about in years. I would not say I grew up in a, and they're using quotes, haunted house, but there were enough little things that looking back on it now, it doesn't make sense. The house I grew up in is still where my mom lives. My parents bought it right before I was born. It had been divided up years before into separate rented rooms and then turned back into a single home, but you could still tell. There were odd doorways, the stairs didn't quite line up with the rest of the house, and even as a kid, it felt off, but I didn't really know any better. Most of what I remember isn't anything big, it's more like small things that didn't stand out enough in the moment to really question it. One of the earliest things I can remember, I was probably 6 or 7, it was a Sunday afternoon. I was sitting in the living room watching TV. My dad had fallen asleep on the couch like he usually did after dinner, and my mom had taken my grandma home. I remember seeing someone move past the doorway that led into the hallway. Not clearly, just enough to catch it out of the corner of my eye. It was about the height of an adult, just a darker shape moving from one side to the other. I assumed it was my mom who had come back in, so I didn't even turn around. I just went back to watching TV. It wasn't until later when my mom actually came home through the front door, I remember thinking, oh, I thought she was already home. But even then, it just felt like I missed something. Stuff like that happened enough that it became normal. You'd hear someone moving around, or you think you saw someone pass, and you'd assume it was someone else in the house. My older sister had the attic room for a few years, and she used to complain about hearing someone come up the stairs late at night. She said it sounded exactly like someone walking up, slow, steady steps, the same way the stairs always creaked when someone actually used them. She'd sit up and wait for whoever it was to come into the room, but no one ever did. I remember one night she came into my room and asked if I'd just been upstairs. I hadn't. I'd been asleep. She ended up waking up my mom because she was so convinced someone had come up the stairs. My mom checked the house, didn't find anything. I don't remember anyone being particularly alarmed about it. It was more like an annoyance than something scary. That's kind of weird. If your daughter's saying someone walked up the stairs to the room and you're like, that is annoying. Not like, oh, my daughter could be, you know, kidnapped in the middle of the night. It's like,
oh, it's just an annoyance. It's nothing that frightening.
That is an annoyance. Sorry. For me, the part of the house I hated the most was the cellar. Well, of course, I'm just adding that part because the cellar is creepy. It wasn't anything I ever saw down there. I just always had the feeling that someone was behind me, especially on the stairs. I used to grab whatever I needed and go back up as fast as I could, and I always shut the light off from the top so I didn't have to look back down. Again, nothing you could really point to, just a feeling. The only thing that ever felt different was something that happened to me when I was a bit older, maybe 18. I was still living at home at the time. I stayed up late most nights. One night I was lying in bed watching TV. The house was completely quiet. No one else was awake. Out of nowhere, I felt a breath on my cheek. Not like air moving in the room, but like someone was right next to me and exhaled. I didn't move. I just laid there trying to figure out if there was any normal explanation for it. After a few seconds, I turned my head and of course, there was no one there. I remember pulling the covers up and trying to go to sleep, but I still didn't sleep much after that. Even then, I didn't go telling everyone about it. It felt too strange to explain, and I couldn't prove it happened anyway. What makes it weird to me now is that none of us ever really talked about any of this while we lived there, not because we were avoiding it, just because there was never a clear moment where it felt like something needed to be said. Although I have to argue a little bit. His sister tried to say something and kind of got shut down. It was like, annoying.
Well, it was just an annoyance, Carol. You just don't understand.
You are annoying me. It wasn't until years later that it even came up. We were all back at my mom's house one year around the holidays, sitting around after dinner, talking about random stuff. At some point, my sister mentioned how she hated the attic room growing up because it always sounded like someone was coming up the stairs at night. My mom kind of laughed and said, well, it was probably one of us. My sister said, no, I remember one night specifically. You weren't even home. That's when I said something about thinking I'd seen mom walk past the living room doorway once when I was a kid before she actually got home. My mom looked at me and said she had a habit back then of leaving and coming back through the front door. She asked if maybe I just didn't notice. But I remember exactly where I was sitting, the way it moved past the hallway, not from the front door. We didn't sit there trying to figure it out or anything. It just kind of turned into one of those, that house was weird, conversations, and then we moved on. Maybe that's all it was, but there were a couple moments I can still picture pretty clearly, and the timing on some of it doesn't really add up. My mom still lives there. She says she doesn't notice anything now, or at least nothing she pays attention to. I don't know if that means it stopped or if you just stopped thinking about it after a while. Oh, that's a good point.
I'm going to go with the latter, considering.
Yeah.
It's just an annoyance.
It's so a mom thing, isn't it? Either way, it's one of those things that didn't feel like much when it was happening. But looking back, it is a little harder to explain. Thanks for the show. I listen a lot, and I figured I'd send this in. That's from Chris. I don't know if Chris is a girl, Chris is a boy. We're going to go with boy today. See, that mom kind of reminds me of my mom. And the fact that she still lives in the same house, has anybody slept in the attic bedroom in all these years?
I sure hope not.
You know, you would think when they're back for the holidays, you would end up back in your old bedroom. Right? Or, well, mom could have turned that into a storage room now. So I could see something like that happening after the kids move out. Mom takes it over.
Yeah.
But I think mom was kind of oblivious to it all.
Oblivious or purposely ignoring it?
Exactly. Because my mom was kind of the same way. She kind of would acknowledge it, yet like, I don't know, you kids in your imagination at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, we're all saying the same thing. And if your daughter comes to you and says someone's walking up the stairs at night, not just a one-time thing, and to the point she gets up one night and says, someone, like, I can't even imagine getting out of bed, because that's something I heard all the time. But it was more going down the stairs at night. I don't really, yeah. I think maybe it went up. I don't remember now. But I definitely remember it going downstairs. And the last thing I would do would be get out of bed. No frickin' way could you have gotten me to get out of bed. Even on a good night when I'm not hearing that stuff. I wouldn't have gotten out of bed ever. I never got up one time to go to the bathroom. Ever, ever, ever.
Like, I think I'm good.
I would,
I'd rather not.
I would lay there and stay awake all night holding it because I wouldn't go to the bathroom at night. So, yeah, that is just really strange. I do think it was a haunted house.
I do, too. I definitely do.
And I get
do.
The weird breath thing on your cheek. That could have been, like, a weird. I think that's something I could talk myself out of. Like, I did. That didn't really just happen. I don't know what that was, but it didn't happen.
Really? You never just go, maybe it was a ghost, just for fun?
Nope, because I don't want to think it was a ghost. So I think you know me well enough. I would blame it on my cat somehow.
Yeah.
Obviously, Izzy just jumped up and created this gust of wind that just blew against my cheek.
Yes.
And even though Izzy's not in the room.
You know, Carol, denial is a river in Egypt.
Yes, really? I'm sure about that. Okay, well, let's go to our next story.
Charlie from New York. Yesterday, I actually had something crazy happen that I thought you guys would appreciate. So my father lives in Long Island, New York, and I live in Manhattan, so I have a Manhattan phone number. My area code is a 917 area code. And I was here at my dad's house going through all of my things because he's going to be moving. I was sitting there going through boxes of things, and all of a sudden my phone rings. And I look down, and it's a Long Island area code. So, you know, not that many people call me from Long Island, but I'm assuming that maybe it's somebody I know. My husband was at work for the day, so I thought maybe, like, he could have been calling me or something. So I answer the phone, and a woman is on the other line, and I'm like, hello. And she says, hi, Sarah. Charlie. My name is actually Sarah, but I go by Charlie. Anyway, so she says, hi, Charlie. And I'm like, yeah, okay. You know, can I help you? And she says, do you know who this is? And I say, no. And she says, it's your grandmother. And my stomach dropped into my butt, and I couldn't breathe because my grandmother, both of my grandmothers are dead. But immediately my mind went to the grandmother who, the one that I wasn't speaking to and I didn't have a relationship with. And I started shaking, and I'm like, you know, this is so strange. I'm going through all these boxes of old things, and, you know, this woman's calling me, telling me she's my grandmother. So I continue the conversation, and I'm like, yes, like, can I help you? And she says, you know, do you have a grandmother? And I say, no. And she says, you know, do you have two sons? And I say, no, because I don't have any children. And she suddenly realizes that I am not the right Charlie that she should be calling. And it was weird because she did call me Charlie, and nobody really knows that name. Like, a lot of people do know my name is my birth name is Sarah, but most people call me Charlie. But for her to be calling a girl named Charlie and telling her that she's her grandmother when I don't know this person at all, while I'm going through these boxes of really old things, it could have purely just been a coincidence, but it was really strange. And I had been listening to your podcast earlier in the day, so it was just really weird. The whole thing freaked me out. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Maybe it was just a coincidence, but it scared the crap out of me. Thanks for everything, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, how could that be a coincidence?
I don't know. That's just weird. Maybe it's...
Like, her name is Sarah. People call her Charlie. That's unusual. And then to have someone call saying, hi, Charlie, it's Grandma. Oh, I got the wrong Charlie?
I mean,
and a woman nicknamed Charlie,
or maybe telemarketers are just going to a whole new level now.
Oh, they've done their research. Oh my God.
Their research.
It's not telemarketers. It's those guys at those robocall places. You know, the guys who like,
oh,
reach
yeah.
out and they're like, hey, like what was it? There was an artist the other day that I liked one of their posts. And the next thing you know, I get this message supposedly from that artist who's like, hey, I saw you liked my post. I would like to reach out to my fans individually through this page that has one post on it. And, you know, it's like, nah, that none of that's true. But I've never had anybody call me and been like, hey, goat, because that's what my dad used to call me. That would be really weird, right?
Yeah.
I did have somebody message me, one of those people, and it was like, well, how did that go? Because I ended up having a conversation for about 2 hours with this person, and because it was a wrong number, and it's like, oh, are you telling me this is not the person that I gave the necklace to on her birthday? And I'm like, no, I'm not that person. Oh, how strange. I really thought it was you. I am so sorry to have ruined your day. And I said, my day is so ruined. Like, I don't even know what to, I might as well just quit because you have freaking ruined my day. Oh, I am so sorry to have ruined your day. How can I make it up to you? And I said, I don't know, maybe a cup of coffee. I'll come by your house. It was really kind of funny. But this didn't feel like that. Like, they didn't follow up with some random, like, trying to get money from me or her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you think it was a coincidence?
Maybe.
Do you think it was
kind of... Or maybe your phone is haunted.
Do you think Charlie's was a coincidence?
I don't know.
Because I just think maybe it was a coincidence, but in a kind of one that was sort of maybe her grandmother had something to do with it, one of her grandmas.
Maybe.
Because that's really weird for someone to call you by your nickname and say it's grandma. And you're like, yeah. I don't have any grandmas. That's crazy. If that is a coincidence, that's one of the best coincidences I've ever heard.
Maybe it is a coincidence, but even if it is a coincidence, that is still just bizarre.
Agreed.
Calling a random number being like, hey, Charlie, it's grandma.
I know. That's what makes it so cool.
Like, we have maybe two options here. Number one, her phone is haunted. Number two, there's just someone out there who is calling people saying, hey, Charlie, it's grandma. Until they find a Charlie. How often do you think they find a Charlie?
Never. And that person was like, oh my God, all these years I finally did it. I've been making 50 phone calls a day and I finally found someone named Charlie.
Finally found someone named Charlie.
I find that less believable. I way more believe in the paranormal than that theory.
Really? You don't think there's someone with the phone book specifically for the phone numbers of people named Charlie?
Oh my God, you even know what a phone book is. That's crazy. Oh, I'm going to go with a beautiful coincidence, dictated, kind of orchestrated by grandma.
I'm going to go with there's someone out there with a
phone book
dedicated to Charlie's.
And time on their hands.
And time on their hands.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. You can call it in if you want to do that at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber. You could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. That's what you get. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Big savings are in the air. Don't miss your chance at 15% cash back during Rakuten's Big Give Week. Shop and get rewarded at your favorite stores like Adidas, KitchenAid, Expedia, and hundreds more. So go ahead and refresh your closet, spruce up your home, book that trip, and much more. But 15% cash back is only from May 4th to the 11th. So join now. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app and join for free and start saving. That's Rakuten.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris. It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day Sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.